hybrid and electric cars, and low gas prices. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Automakers are showing off everything from supercars to trucks to electrics at the North American International Auto Show this week. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton joins us now from Detroit. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Rebecca.
What kinds of new hybrids and electrics are you seeing there?
Well, we're seeing some traditional hybrids from Hyundai. We're seeing a supercar from Acura that is a hybrid, the NSX. And then in terms of electric cars, that's General Motors. We have the second generation Volt. It has an improved range on the battery, which is 50 miles on a single charge. And GM also introduced a vehicle called the Bolt. It's an all-electric car, rhymes with Volt. And GM CEO Mary Barra is calling it a game changer.
The Bolt EV concept is designed to deliver a range of more than 200 miles and cost about $30,000. This is truly an EV for everyone.
So we know that most consumers are sensitive to gas prices, and right now gas is really cheap. How has this been affecting hybrid sales?
You know, I think it's been nibbling at the edges of hybrid sales. You have consumers who will buy a hybrid no matter what. But in terms of people who are encouraged to look at hybrids very seriously because gas prices are high, well, those people have fallen out of the market. So it's definitely having an effect, and it probably will reduce hybrid and electric sales through 2015 if gas prices stay this low.
How do automakers try to get customers to buy their vehicles when gas prices are so low?
You know, I'm hearing a lot of them say that electric cars and these hybrid cars are fun to drive. And it is true. You know, if your first time in an electric car and you stomp on that pedal, you are going to say, hey, this is fun to drive. So they're emphasizing that. And, you know, a little bit of a subtle point. Sometimes you'll hear them say, you know, no matter what happens with gas prices, you're going to be all set.
So automakers are working to meet this fuel economy standard of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. What kind of progress are they making there?
You know, they seem to be a little ahead of the game. If you look at them in general, the total fleet, it is a little ahead of the requirements. And when you ask executives at the companies, you know, are you going to be able to meet these standards? They all say, we will. We'll do it. And they say we will do it despite low gas prices. The car companies say we will meet these regulations, but what they are worried about is the cost of these technologies that they're putting into the cars to meet the standards. It's very expensive, and they're quite concerned. If gas prices stay low, the consumer is going to walk into the showroom and say, I don't want to pay much extra for all that stuff that gives me the super good fuel economy because I'm not spending that much on gas.
Tracy Samuelton covers the Auto Beat for Michigan Radio. Thanks, Tracy.
My pleasure, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.